You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Domino's Pizza and Ford have begun testing driverless car pizza delivery in Ann Arbor. M-City will be testing a driverless shuttle around U of M's North Campus this fall. No doubt about it, driverless cars are coming. With that comes a new challenge: how to make those driverless cars safe for pedestrians. Michael Klaman is part of a team at the Humans and Autonomy Lab at Duke University looking into this very question, and he is with us now via Skype. And Michael, when we think about what it takes to cross a street safely, so much of that centers on me being able to make some legit eye contact with the driver, as in, you see me, right? You can't do that with an autonomous vehicle.
That's right, and that's one of the problems that a lot of researchers, including us at Duke, are looking into, is that we're taught from a very young age to look for those types of cues, to, you know, best case scenario, to make eye contact or, you know, look for that polite wave coming from the driver. But one of the issues is that with driverless cars, that driver isn't really going to be there anymore. The person who's sitting in the front seat of the car is going to be a passenger, and then it's going to be up to the pedestrian to communicate with the car instead of with a human being.
I know there's been research, your team and others, as you wrote about this in The Conversation, kind of looking at how people respond when they realize a driverless vehicle's approaching. And this is all new. It's a brave new world for everybody. How are people responding?
Well, it's interesting. There's a certain amount of breadth to that research because it's really an emerging field. There's not a lot of consensus on what's happening. So the research that we did at Duke, we were looking into ways that we could communicate those things from those types of commands or instructions from the car to the pedestrian. And we thought of reproducing the same kind of signs that we see on street corners: cross, don't cross, and that sort of thing. We put it on the front of a car. And what we found is that even when we told the pedestrians that they were there, they didn't even look at them. So we found that there's still some additional work that needs to be done to make the signs a little bit more obvious in the transition. The things that you're seeing at other universities, like at UC San Diego and Virginia Tech, like I wrote up in that article, is that they're looking at the types of behaviors that you see in pedestrians when they're walking around autonomous cars. And they had the brilliant idea of creating a fake seat costume, basically, for the drivers. So you had a driver that was hidden in a car because they were dressed as a seat. And so the car looked like it was completely driverless. So what they did is drive around town looking to see how pedestrians reacted to what was going on.
And what did they find? What did people do?
Well, what they found, so at Virginia Tech, the results are still pending. That's still kind of a new research effort. And at University San Diego, we found it was kind of mixed. Some people gave the cars a lot of room to move around, and some people just didn't seem to notice and behaved as usual.
And as you point out, there are no standards for vehicle-to-pedestrian communications anyway, right, at the moment?
Right, and that's posing a bit of a problem, because what you see is that they're in the driverless car arena, as I'm sure you're seeing up in your home state, is that there's a big rush by a number of automobile manufacturers and tech companies to try to be the first to get their technology out there. And what you see is a lot of companies that are acting independently to get their technologies out as soon as they can. And what we're seeing is a lot of designs that there just hasn't been enough thought put into them. Like one of the ones that's been proposed by a couple of companies is to use text displays on their cars. And one of the warnings that's being floated around is something that says safe to cross. And when we looked into this in our lab, if you want this to be visible from even a very slim margin of safety for the distance, that sign would have to be about 4 feet across, which is way too big to have on any moving vehicle. So, until there's some standards either agreed on by the automotive companies or by the Department of Transportation, then, yeah, there needs to be some additional research to figure out what is the best way to present this information.
What is your best guess, knowing that you're researching this, digging into this? What do you think it ultimately will work out to be?
Yeah. So what you need to do, if we're talking about a warning that's for the purpose of safety, you want it to be as easy to understand, as quick, and as obvious as possible. So what is most likely what we're going to see is a simple symbolic or iconic display, maybe just a flashing light that's color-based or a very simple symbol that's combined with an auditory warning. So something like a beep that you would hear right now, that's combined with some kind of a symbol on the front. And you see a few of these are emerging with car companies. Nissan in particular is looking into this area where they've created prototype vehicles that have these light arrays that circle around the entire car and have the ability to pulse or kind of move in a wave to communicate with the pedestrians. And there's some ongoing experiments there that I'm not privy to the results, but they're looking into how they might use those types of displays to communicate with pedestrians. And most likely something simple and obvious is going to be what we see in the future.
Do you think it could happen where the autonomous vehicle will have some kind of a signal that could communicate to the traditional walking signals we're used to seeing, the ones posted right across the intersection?
Oh, absolutely. I do think we're gonna see that ultimately. So there are a number of different proposals that are available now for what's called vehicle-to-vehicle and vehicle-to-infrastructure communication. And this is going to be ways that cars can not only communicate with each other, but also with traffic lights, with pedestrian crossings, in school zones and things like that. So there's that two-way communication between those areas that will basically give the autonomous vehicles a more of a broad awareness of what's going on around them. I do think that is possible somewhere down the road.
What's the onus on the pedestrian?
Same as it is now. Like, one of the big problems that's going to be an issue down the road is that one of the main causes of fatalities in pedestrians is pedestrians stepping out into the road when there's no chance for the car to stop. Mm-hmm. So there are still going to be situations where pedestrians are going to make bad choices about crossing away from lights, trying to pick the fastest route rather than the safest route. And if you step in front of a moving car, you know, whether there's a driver in it, whether there's not, I mean, it's a large vehicle, and they require a certain distance to stop. And if a pedestrian steps out in front of that window, they're still going to get hit. I think somewhere down the road, there is the possibility to enforce stricter speed restrictions on autonomous vehicles, since, you know, a human's not going to be in control anymore, and we might be able to slow them down a bit in urban areas, so at least cars won't speed when they're driving around pedestrians. But there still is going to be the onus on the pedestrian to make safe choices in the urban environment.
It is just one more aspect to all of this ongoing research on driverless vehicles, something we had not really thought about, but we're very glad we had a chance to kind of get your insights. Michael Klaman with Duke University's Humans and Autonomy Lab, looking into how do you make driverless cars safe for pedestrians. Michael, thank you so much for being with us. Really fascinating conversation.
Great, and thank you.